Like to call today, or call to order today's session of Board of Equalization, this 25th day of July, 2011. And we are with our first order of business. And gentlemen, this is established in the book at 169750. And I would entertain a motion to deny. What that means is leave it at this amount on our books. What we have in front of us. This is all your stuff here. Don't let me get off with this.
0250. I'll move that we deny BOE appeal number 0250.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to deny appeal number 0250, which leaves an appraised value of 169750. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Sir, you have been the easiest citizen we've worked with yet. Good job.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, sir.
Willowford, is that right? The next one? Wilford, okay.
If you'd like to come up to the podium, sir.
I'll try to be better.
Excellent.
Well, we can always hope.
I was across the street in the road and bridge deal right before I came over here, and there was a woman on the phone.
Whoa!
Was she mad? She was on the phone with somebody. Nobody could do any business over in Road and Bridges, because she was dominating the room on the couch. She was just mad. I'm not that way.
Sir, that was Christy.
No way. This was a little bitty thing with a big voice.
That's what I said.
Oh, okay. Well, she changed clothes.
No. All right. Mr. Wilford, I think this is you back here.
That looks familiar. It looks like my writing.
No, that would be.
That's me.
Do you have a beacon or something or whatever?
I'm in BOE.
Oh, township on Longshore? Morning View and Longshore, is that your lot?
Right.
This is it, right?
Yeah, the highlight one, right there. All right.
It's actually two lots.
About right there is another lot. That's 22, and this is 23. This was, in my opinion, was not
buildable alone, but it was real nice if you bought it together, because then you could use the space.
All right. You're right now.
It's a little teeny part of Taney County. It's the road that comes all the way down to about right here is stone, and all that area is stone. Evidently, there's a little slice that's in Taney.
Where's that at, guys?
It's off of 86 and UU.
Okay.
About 3 miles east of the bridge, the bridge that goes across Long.
The 86 bridge, you go across that?
Yeah, the 86 bridge crosses right here.
Okay.
And then you come up here and you have to overshoot the thing and wind back in. And all that is Stone County.
Right.
And I've been working with, I know that we're not the only people that have this problem, but when the lake flooded, in the last 3 years, 4 months I could not drive to and from my house. Not on the only access road is, if I'm looking at that right there, yeah, that's the road right here. This is underwater when the lake is about
9:29.
I didn't know that.
Hey, as a matter of fact,
there's a 25-mile speed limit sign right there, and I have pictures to show you.
That was at one time the 25 mile an hour part was 2 feet underwater. And when I took the pictures, the lake had, they had it down to about 931, and it was just the top of the sign was sticking out. But that road was about, at the peak, was about 8 feet underwater. It was about 6 feet underwater for 2 months. And then in 2008, which we hoped was the last time we'd ever see that, it was the same, about 6 feet underwater. So we're very fortunate. There's a woman that owns about 1,000 acres up here in Stone County, and she's 94, and she's in a nursing home in Tulsa. She allowed us to use her driveway, which you guys would have had to drive through to put the signs up that said road closed because, you know, it was underwater. But if she had not allowed us to cut a hole in her barbed wire fence and come across her property, we would not have, we'd had to go to the store in a boat.
Where does is that in relation to Clearwater Acres?
Clearwater Acres is right here.
Okay.
It's as you're coming up by Twin Island, that convenience store.
Yes, sir, I know it.
Then you go across the bridge, then you go 2 more miles, you go past a couple of churches to UU, and then you come back in on UU to almost to the 86, the state park, 86 rec park. It's right up here. Okay. And so we're kind of in between. The problem was...
It's the old 86, old 86 campgrounds?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Right before you get there, you turn right on a little road called Happy Hollow Road.
Okay.
Somebody changed the street signs a couple years ago to Ozark Hollow Road, but then it turns back to Happy Hollow, so it sure confuses your GPS. Anyway, our problem was, and that's what I was talking to Roads and Bridge. I told them I wanted to trade a road for a bridge right there. For two, and please don't tell my homeowners policy people this, but for 2 months this year, we could not get... You can get an ambulance, a fire truck. The post office would not deliver mail. UPS, FedEx, none of those people could get there. They wouldn't come across the private property. The post office wouldn't, and UPS and FedEx would not come across the private property. So we actually had to go out, meet the mail person, and they allowed us to mail our own mail to us. And I don't have anything in writing, but... Randy Hayes, I think it's Hayes.
Yes, sir.
Said that he was going to go back out and look at it again. He was very aware, because I know that Taney County is aware of the problem because they put up the signs that the road is closed. And I think the solution to that is probably actually kind of simple, is raise the road base up and then pave across it. We need to raise it about 8 feet at the lowest place, and only about for about 250-300 feet, and then, you know, with rock, with a culvert under it, and that would keep us from being living on a on an island. The problem is you can't get emergency service, and if my house was for sale, you know, that wouldn't really exactly be a very good selling point. A real estate agent wouldn't even show it, I'm sure, because it couldn't get there. Which is why I'm here, simply because I got a notice that my taxes were going up 81%, went up 6.25% last year, 81%, and it says very clear, if you don't think that your property has increased in value, you know, it says state why. One is that actually hurts the value. I lived in a flood zone one time, and I never sold my house. The Corps of Engineers actually just drew a line on their chart of the lake and actually included a couple of houses in our neighborhood. In our neighborhood, picture this, is the ones that are on the lake are at lake level, and then it is real steep tiers up about 4 streets up. So the house is up in the top. I think my driveway is about about 956 elevation. So, you know, 936, it's going over the top of the dam. I don't think it can get deeper than 936, and then Branson and Forsyth be history. But I knew my house wasn't in the flood zone, but the Corps of Engineers told my neighbor his was, and the reason that they found that out was because they borrowed money to buy the house. And when the bank did a check, they looked for, when you're living on the lake, if you know, if you're in a flood zone, and they were in the 100-year floodplain, according to the Corps of Engineers. However, when they surveyed it, of course, it's up to us to prove that we're not. So we had to prove that we were above 936.
I was looking through your summary history here. The value of your house right now is at $348,000. Is that in line with what you think?
Would I take that? Yes. No.
Because on the application, I'm just going to let you know, on the application page, it says, what do you think your value of your house is? And it was left blank. So what's the fair market value?
Well, I haven't had it appraised. It didn't cost that to build it. I know that what you have in a house has nothing to do with how much it's worth. My grandmother bought it for me. It wouldn't be worth zero. You guys would not accept no money. And if I paid way too much for it, bought it from a shyster, you wouldn't care about that either.
Right.
And so my only position is, you guys are the appraisers. I'm not an appraiser. I'm not going to have, if I had my house appraised, then I'd have to have everybody's appraised. I know this, that in order to determine how much something is worth, you don't just measure around the outside circumference of it, figure the square feet and put a number on it. Because you can move that house all over, even Taney County, and change the value of it per square foot, given location, location, location. All I want is equal. I don't care if you think my house is worth $500,000 or $200,000. My neighbor next door, very next door, in fact, I've got some pictures I took of it, a couple of them.
Don't trip on the cords here.
I beg your pardon?
You don't trip on the cords.
I'll try not to.
Go ahead. Jim hadn't had a laugh all day.
There's a picture of the front of mine. One of the problems when they measured around outside, they thought that is a shop in the basement. And so if you went around the bottom, you'd see that it was about 2,000 square feet. Plans say, computer says 1999, but approximately 2,000 feet, so the top would be 2,000 feet.
James, what do you got for basement in this house?
I got base area at 2,084, adjusted 4,099.
The door, that's the house. In fact, here's another my printer was running out. That's the POS. That is.
You go ahead and give the map back of you.
You can do that, or I can hand you all.
Right, she's got it there.
Okay. Do you see the house?
Just above it?
Yes.
Right there.
This is a Gary and Stephanie POS house. And the only other house I'm going to talk about is right here. There's no house when that picture was taken, but I have a picture to prove there is one. And I know how much it costs to build it because I built it. And so because of the boys, and there it is.
What's the value of that house there?
$271.
Is that $271? Okay. Well, and
yeah, I think that's what.
And then check your square footage on that house.
Okay, check, report that. So it's less. Okay.
Some of it is the land is a little less, but I think their lot is.
Smaller. It is a little less because I bought two.
Right.
And put them together. How many square feet do you show the cost?
39, about right at 4,000.
Okay, well, that's what Gary told me.
Okay.
So I have no argument with that. And
the grade of it, can we see the grade?
We don't think we get that first. You mean the grade of, and it dropped off, you mean?
The grade of the house. No, the grade of the house.
I don't think that's on there.
I don't think it is either.
This is the house across the street.
I was thinking you told me it was a B plus.
Yours is a B.
Yeah.
So is your, I mean, is your biggest concern the tax is going up? Because we don't do tax. We just do assessed value.
Right. And I'm not... My lot, I bought three lots. I bought the one of the two that I built on, and I bought that one that's right across the street, right across from the POS, right there. And
what's that?
309. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
All right. I built that house. That house is also, are you showing about?
4,100?
Yeah.
Well, 1695 base area and then adjusted area.
You got base 1695, 1700, and then.
That's. I don't think it's.
But adjusted area could be deck too. It could be deck and basement, right?
You do have two decks. Okay. You have two living.
Well, that
two living areas and four bedrooms.
The adjusted area could be the basement. It could be decking. It could be.
Well, their whole base. Theirs is a mirror, as is the POS. They got approximately 2,000 down and 2,000 sitting right on top of it. That one has 2,000 down and 2,000 on top of it, and mine has 2,000 down and 2,000 on top of it. Except that instead of being all living area, I moved here from a place where I had a hangar attached to my house.
Okay,
and I got spoiled in this 50x50 workshop, so I built a shop in the bottom of mine I didn't care about.
Okay,
and so I know it's taxed at a different rate.
Okay.
But I have a.
I can get that to give me my information.
Okay. 309.
I know this. I know that you could say I didn't build it exactly the way the plans were.
So are you just to kind of get an idea of what you're asking for? I mean, you.
Okay. I'm not trying to get my neighbor's taxes increased to mine.
Right.
I'm trying to get mine decreased to theirs because those two houses, of all the houses in there, those two houses are the most like mine. They're the closest to the same age, closest to the same size. Now, the LaVoy's house, the one on the lake, the lot costs three times as much as my two. And the reason I know that is because I sold it to them.
Well, that's what.
But that's also at. Because they're right on the lake, right?
It's because it's lake front. Mine's just the lake view, and I think his is valued. If his house is the same size and it's 2 or 3 months newer, because I finished mine first for him. They live in Dallas, and I finished the house for him. We used all the same stuff. We used all the same. Every the roof is exactly the same. Everything is almost the same. Even the same granite inside, but their house is bigger. And theirs is on the lake, and theirs is 309, and mine is 3,250 square feet of livable deal, and it's 370, what, 343, did you say? I thought it was 370.
348.
Okay.
So would 309 and be reasonable?
309's a little, I mean, I sold the expensive lot because I didn't want, I'd rather have the money than living on the lake. And I got as good a view as they did.
So, well, I'm just looking at.
How about the POS? This house is a year and a half older than mine's. The same size, less 800 square foot shop. He's got about 3,200.
Yeah, well.
I've got 32, and he's got 4,000.
The thing I'm looking at, though, is he's at 271. I think he had, what, a two car garage? You've got a three.
Yes, two car garage, but he has $100,000 landscaping. And a patterned concrete driveway with one of those polished inlaid concrete garages. That everything in the POS house is first class.
Well, I'm just saying, I mean, just from the pictures I saw and looking at this, it looked like, you know, like maybe your house was a little bit bigger, had the third car garage.
I've got a big garage.
And you've got that extra lot.
I've got a big garage.
and you've got the extra lot. So I don't know if I'd...
$12,000, so it wasn't a whole... That lot was not... The little lot did. That extra lot, lot 22, was cheap because it was not really... Standalone wasn't buildable.
Okay.
But my house, so that I don't know until we get this... in fact, a couple of people suggested, well, it couldn't have gone up in the last couple of years because we all know what happened to the real estate business. It has not gone, nobody's house went up, not in this part of the country, in the last couple of years. And not being able to get emergency service to it is a real major.
Well, and you need to let us know that because we made provisions during the flood for Poverty Point to build a temporary road so emergency service could get through it. So I wasn't contacted. I don't know if anybody else, but if I would have known that, we would have made provisions to make sure emergency services could go in there, because that's something that we're responsible to do.
Well, it happened in 08.
I wasn't here in 08.
Well, I'm not even complaining. All I'm saying is I had no idea it was going to happen.
Jim.
We thought that was a once-in-a-lifetime deal.
Before we get too far, I'd have to look, and we'd have to look back. There are properties that are across the lake that are intergovernmental agreements with
Stone County. Right.
And those intergovernmental agreements affect the roadways, the properties.
And I understand. I don't
know whether this is one of them or not, but I do know that it lays within that period, both sides of the bridge, that Taney County has a small portion of property in there, and those are intergovernmental agreements that Stone County is supposed to take care of that, and we take care of part of theirs up in the north end of
right.
Well, I know that we don't get any services from Taney County. Mm-hmm. They won't plow the snow off our roads. Stone County does. Mm-hmm. Stone County just resurfaced.
You're in on the intergovernmental agreement, what you are.
And they were nice enough. They even come in and do our main street because they're there. They got to come in and turn around anyway.
Two things very quickly. That's two lots above his lot right there that you're on. Is that what's shaded?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, click on the report. Does that tell me what that lot size is?
It's a 158 by 96.
Yeah.
By 96, and the value is
$31,447? Mm-hmm.
James, what is the 171.60 by 227.71? Value of the land on at?
$55,000.
Okay.
It's a little over twice the size. And well, the
go back to the map, please, Lynn. And, okay. You see where it says Oliver there?
Mm-hmm.
That's the one I was looking at, and that's probably half?
Probably.
The lot? Okay.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what's...
That's on for 31.
This doesn't affect you, but if you were going to build a house on this, the problem is this, you've got to stay 25 feet off of that.
Yes.
And this makes it real peculiar, and that's a pretty nice little radius. My problem was I had to turn my house sort of, instead of this way, I had to turn it this way
right.
to get it in there if I was going to build just on this lot. And because I thought about just saving this one. I'm a mullet that buy it, you know, for me. But at the last, I built my deck, and just a teeny bit of the house sticks out over. At least it's too close now. There's no, you know, how your house has to have so much feet behind it before next to another. You can't just build right up next to the house. So I turned it a little sideways, and I got a little bit of corner on that, and then I put a driveway in there to come into my shop.
James, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, and that's fine.
I think, I don't know what you guys are thinking, okay. But just from what I've seen, I wouldn't mind making a motion to bring it down to 309, 402, even with the little place that's across the street there.
I'll second the motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to lower the valuation of BOE number 04532. What?
309-402.
Okay, now discussion. Will you give us some reasoning for that?
Well, I know, I understand you're asking for, let's see, equality with the...
POFs. Yeah. That's yes. A lot right next to you.
Right. I just don't feel comfortable bringing it down equal with them just because you have twice as big a lot, corner lot, and just from what the pictures show, it appears to be a bigger house. I mean...
Gross, what's the value of that total at the bottom? Okay, thank you.
Well, that is equal to, because we spent the same kind of money on the LeBoy's house, the one that's on the water.
Right.
The difference in the two values is the lot. And I'm not kidding you, three times. And that's because it's lake front. That's lot right here.
I got more than three times what I paid for the two.
Together.
My only question to this board is, didn't you say that you'd had an appraisal done earlier?
No, I haven't had an appraisal.
But you had to prove yourself out of the floodplain.
I'm sorry?
You had to prove yourself out of the floodplain.
My neighbor, the Hartmans, he's across the street.
Could you flip that thing back? I'll show you which, just the neighborhood. The Hartmans here, and here, these two houses, when they moved in, they borrowed money from a local
mortgage company, and when they did the appraisal, it came back that that house was in the floodplain, but the floodplain was drawn wrong. I mean, it isn't in the floodplain, but they $4,000 a year more for insurance if you have to have flood insurance. And the truth is that house
is way above the floodplain.
I built both houses, used the same subs. My garage is bigger, even though he's still
that's
got three car garage.
The LeBoy's?
The LeBoy's.
Yeah.
But they lived in Dallas and couldn't be here for everything. So they just saw mine and they said, we do the same roof, same countertop, same wood, same framers. And we spent more on the exterior of theirs because they have stone and I ran out of money. I was building mine out of my pocket. So when I ran out of money, I had to quit building. So I never got an appraisal. But I'll have to get an appraisal when I have to sell it. I can't go up and down the stairs anymore. But I was hoping to get to something comparable to, if you were there, if you drove in front of my house and stopped and got out and looked at the front of my house, and my house, walked around it, walked in it. I know y'all don't care about the inside, but that's where you really spend the money. And then went into Gary and Stephanie Poff's house next door, their house, he's the guy that gets the neighbor, the yard of the month.
Well, maybe we should reassess the Poff's house.
That's what I am.
I'm just wondering.
They warned me. They said that we had a homeowner.
We're getting ready to.
Okay.
As you look at these.
They said, we're going to come down there with you to this meeting because we don't want you raising our taxes. I did call every one of them, sent them an email, and I'm the only guy in the whole 21-lot subdivision that got a increase.
You gentlemen know how many dollars per square foot. I don't have that one over here. Did you figure up square footage on dollars per square foot?
I don't have it handy right here. I just trying to be comparable. The only reason I was... Online was that I thought that was comparable, but let me look at the. I can give you a price.
The square footage was. I've got it on for $69 a square foot.
Do you have a number on? What?
You got it on for $69?
Yeah, let's be lowering it down in the 50s.
James, is that 38? Is that lowering it into the 50s? Is that the 293 divided by
the square footage?
Yeah.
Or is the land in that price?
The land is in that price, but it's two lots, so we've got them down to 27.5 apiece. Or 27.750 apiece.
They were part of
where
the
other lots are on at about 30.
BOE action, that's why they got a tax increase. Mm.
From 2009?
In 2009.
He was caught up in the middle.
He got caught up in the... Looked like the 2009 BOE action got him caught up in this, right?
The mistake of 2009.
The vote. You were supposed to let him say that.
Oh, I wasn't going to say it. We call it a vote, some people.
So he actually just paid about half on the house for the
right.
Whole year.
That's why the increase was such a large increase for him.
Yeah.
Did the other two get caught up in it too? Or did he bill them later?
No. I don't have that information.
Sir, you can't... I'm going to have a rough time supporting it at $69. You can't build a house for $69 a square foot. I mean, even now with the market like it is, we're talking in the 80s, at possibly up to 100, and that was over that. I mean, I was in the construction business for years, and so... I understand that you want them equalized, but I'm thinking the equalizing part needs to come from the other two up instead of yours lowered. $69. You just can't build a house for that.
Well, the bottom cost about $40.
You build it.
No, but I mean the bottom. The if you don't finish the basement, then you got a real expensive foundation. So it's kind of cheap to finish the bottom because you've already done the walls. All you do is the insulate and put sheetrock on it. I'm moved here from the state of Texas, and the real estate taxes are horrible in Texas. And Social Security is my total deal. And raising my taxes from $1,900 to $3,500.
Yeah. What we tried to explain a while ago, though, was that you had been paying less taxes. There was a vote by this BOE to cut all the taxes in half, all the increases in half, and you were one of those that got by for a couple of years without paying the...
It was 2 years.
Yeah, for 2 years without paying the...
I'm not complaining about... A discount, okay? I have a question about it.
Yeah. And I understand
why.
I understand why you're saying it. Well, it was a action taken by this BOE after we set through the whole BOE and there was a vote taken. And I won't explain it to you because it's too long to explain, but that's the reason that you ended up on that. In that situation of paying less taxes, then whenever you've got to equalize it, that's the reason your taxes went up.
I know that the POFs didn't come down and complain about their taxes because they didn't get this huge fluctuation. And fair is fair. I mean, I'd like to have nothing. I mean, who wouldn't like to have zero? But fair to me would be something close to the POFs, not close to the LeBoys, because the LeBoys a lot is worth $75,000 more than my two cost. And they always will. I mean, in fact, I was even warned that, you know, your house won't be worth as much if you don't build it on the water. And I said, I know that.
What's LeBoy?
$309.
And what's POF on for?
$271.
Did you, I know you built the house and everything, but I think during all our meetings, and we've had lots of them, and this BOE today, you have never revealed, you as a contractor, what you have value in your house. As far as I know, you've never revealed that to anyone.
No, I haven't.
Or would you be willing to?
I can tell you that it cost me under $300,000 That's what I spent. I had, but I spent, you know, some of that went, I spent $300,000, but a lot of it was new furniture and appliances and stuff, and those are not.
And how much work did you do on it?
Oh, I did all of it, except the foundation. I had a foundation guy do the walls, and I had a builder. I'm from Texas, where it takes no brains to do a foundation. You make it flat, you pour concrete. Here, I was stumped, so I got a guy named, he used to live in the neighborhood, and he was kind of a part-time builder, and he understood how to do the foundation and the wall, so he did mine and LaBoy's.
So then it's safe in saying, I know I've contracted for several years, that sometimes we use the one-third value of labor involved in the construction of the house. So that would put your house up around $400,000 if you were out on the fair market and just saying, hey, go build me this house on these lots.
Well, I had two or three builders that I got a price on that I liked their stuff. Tom. Gosh, I know his last name.
Boys?
No. He built a lot of houses over there off of, on the other side of the lake from me. He built the options clinic for my wife and a group that just built this pregnancy option deal in Branson. Holman.
Tom. Oh, yeah, Tom Holman built a
nice
lot of
homes. Yeah, nice guy. I wanted him to build my house, but he had seven houses under construction, and he never liked, he only wanted three or four. He said he was overwhelmed, and so he couldn't start on it for 5 or 6 months. And I had a 12-month window. So I hired a builder to get me up off the ground, you know, off the ground. And I paid him $25,000 to do the boys and mine. And then he left, and I finished.
Gentlemen, we have a motion on the floor regarding BOE property 0453. The amount that was offered in motion was $309,402. Other comments? Danny, Nathan.
Well, I was kind of half asleep for part of it. So I'm real quick looking at these. He is very, very right. There's too much discrepancy out there between his house at 350 and the other house at 275. Now, which way do they need to go?
But he's got the two lots, am I not right?
You're correct. He has two lots versus the others have that one lot, and it's only $35,000.
So if we use the double value, would we be talking $70,000 on the land?
I don't think his lot is. Well, it could be twice the size.
No, but that's this part right here is really this lot by itself, lot 22. This was 23 and 22. It wasn't deep enough.
Going down to the front of the house would be facing the lake. I mean,
I bought it for shelter.
I probably.
Now, am I confused? In those houses that you're calling lake front, aren't they up on a bluff from the lake?
Yes, this is all core property. These houses are built right up next to the core.
Right, and it's up high, too. It isn't like the lake is right there where they can just walk down to the lake.
No, you can walk down to it, but it's a pretty good.
Oh, yeah, I think I remember that.
And that's it's not dangerous, but it's rocky.
Yeah,
and it steps. That land is kind of has natural.
That house on the corner there sits up on pretty high too, down on the lower corner, very low. Yeah.
All of these houses set up pretty good. This is the best lot in the whole shebang.
and you can see it's working. Also, you know that if a lot is square or rectangular, you can build on more square feet of it. This one is peculiar because of that.
Right.
Because I tried. I tried to think of, I didn't want to use it.
I did too. I just want to vote. Let's just call the vote.
More discussion. All in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Opposed, nay.
Nay.
Aye.
Nay. Is there another motion?
Let me ask this. In a motion, can I raise the boys since they're not here?
You can come back and address them separately, in which case we'd have to send them an increase notice. But can you do that? Yes. Separate motion.
Well, I think they both ought to be valued about 325. Basically, pull that, or 330, pull that gap together. I totally agree with Mr. Williford that they need priced equally. I just think 310 is too cheap.
Well, gonna look, you got to remember, though, is access. I mean, he just said he doesn't have access.
I understand.
His access is poor. He's well outside of town.
You've been dying to work Saturdays.
I do have a question.
I mean it.
Sir. Since you're talking about doing the equalization by raising theirs, none of these houses are worth the kind of money they were worth when we built them. Honestly, because when I drove the last nail, that's when the market here did what the rest of the country did, that stopped. I couldn't get subs, and you know, because they were all so busy, especially building the landing. And I finished it in July of 2007. And
what's unique about the Reeds home?
The Reeds?
Yeah.
We like the 145.
They have canceled, and the next one we have 215.
The Reeds home. The yes. Reeds home. They bought
sir,
from
so
the Faflax.
Nathan.
And it was Victorian with all the gingerbread.
We're trying.
I'm sorry.
I would move that on BOE 0453, we reduce his appraised valuation to $324,000.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to lower the valuation of BOE number 0453 to $324,000. Discussion.
And then we need to look at his neighbors at a later time.
More discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay.
Nay.
Let the record show that the vote was 4-1. Mr. Wilford, we're going to send you a notification that the valuation was lowered to 324. We're also going to send you information that will allow you to appeal that decision to the Board of, not the Board, but the Missouri State Tax Commission. It'll include website numbers, et cetera, everything that you need. That information should be forthcoming to you in writing within the next, hopeful, 5 days. Very close to that. The girls are on top of that, so it should be 5 days.
Okay.
And that will allow you, upon receiving that, to immediately appeal. It's not something where you have to go to Jeff City on. They will come down here. So if, in fact, you decide to do that, they will hear your appeal. Gentlemen, other comments?
Unrelated to this BOE action, no, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Now, I wasn't out of line, was I?
No. No, sir, no.
All right.
No.
I liked your 310. I didn't like it very much until the 324 came up.
Let me
second it because I didn't know if you were going to raise it the next time. So
let me offer to you that what Jim was talking about a while ago refers to the county commission, and there is an agreement that's in place with Stone County. But because of the problem you're having down there, if you will contact us over here, we will work with them in how we address that issue. Raising that road won't be something that Stone County has to do. It's something that we, if in fact that decision is made, will do. and we need to know about that. So you've already talked to Randy.
Well, Randy, I think Randy's still going to lunch right before this meeting. And I went in and talked to his secretary,
the girl.
Real nice gal at the door, and she said, oh, I can tell you that Randy's, she kind of gave me an update, you know, verbally. Pulled the thing up, said, I don't know where you're talking, and showed me on the map and showed me that he was thinking of trying to figure out a way to straighten. There's a real tight S-curve in there right before he goes underwater.
I need that parcel number.
That is, it also gets, part of the S gets in there, like, and this is not a safety problem, but boy, is it hard to get a big tracking trailer on there like a moving van.
If you go back over, I will wager that Randy's back over there by now.
Yeah.
And he, isn't that who he should talk with?
Because they are working. He says he is, and he said there's 11 properties or roads in Haney County that need working on.
Well, we've still got roads underwater.
Yeah. Ours has been out. We've been able to use ours. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Thank you.
What about the 215 girls? What did you say?
I want to address this one real fast.
Just a second, Jim. Is it, are we going to be up for the 215?
Yes, there's a 215.
Okay, that's the next one then?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Jim. Go ahead, sir.
I'm going to move to on parcel number 19-2.0-03-003-001-060.000, we increased the assessed or appraised valuation to $324,000.
Whose house is that?
The one across the street. That, there's no way that thing should be less money than the one that we just set.
And is that the one that's on at 309-402?
Yes.
James?
I would request that you do a physical inspection before you change any values in there. I believe my guys are right on the money. They're totally different style homes. The house in the two on the two lots is just spread out, covers those entire two lots. The pictures that he brought of the front of his house, he should have had a photo of the back of his house because you pull up to it like
square
that.
Square footage wise, it's larger.
I know, but it's... And the...
This is in the 50s per square foot.
That'd be the grade. That'd be consistent with what quality windows and doors and the structure of the house, architectural value. But you guys do whatever you want to do. But I would say, instead of trying to change that here with not enough visual, somebody needs to see the house and make sure you're comparing apples to apples. That's my personal opinion.
Is his neighbor's house not a B-class like his?
And the pots are at 271.
No.
I'm just trying to deal with one of them.
And then you've got, you could have copper gutters, you could have copper inlays over the windows. There's so many different things. You could have straight vinyl on the backside of one of those houses that you don't even see here as a board compared to the Spanish textured that is involved on the one house. There's many things that can be happening on those homes that's hard to just sit here and do. And Jeff, I agree with you on what you were trying to accomplish, but if you're going to do an individual home up there for not having access, you would have to do the whole neighborhood for not having access, because we're assuming I'm right on the other 21 homes.
Right.
So a decrease because of his access, you would have to apply it to the entire neighborhood, I believe, to achieve that equality. But I can find out on that home, Jim, right now if there's any vinyl on the backside instead of a... We have a lot of that problem. We go in and somebody has the same square footage home, same drive-up appearance, but you go around the edges and it's vinyl on the back and the others are total brick on the back. Or they have this rock work around their windows that dress off their brick. There's many things. Jeff knows that as a house inspector.
Yeah.
And a lot of those homes where they're so steep on the backs will go straight vinyl. They won't brick them all the way up.
Well, gentlemen, there's no way that you can build that style of home $69 a square foot. Absolutely no way you could do it.
He wants to talk to me.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Then he wants to talk to you.
I want to step up and look at that home on the
second deck.
And see how much vinyl's involved on that home across the road.
On the little boys.
Seems to me like we have
Do we not have anything until 2:15, ladies? Today,
if Kenny
the girls are going to come get me.
Look that up for me. So across the road on the boys. Let's see if it has any vinyl on it, Kenny. If you don't mind, bring me the whole folder on LaBoy.
My motion die? I guess it died, didn't it? It died.
So you want it?
Yeah.
Paying for that.
Is there any objection to going to recess? Let's stand in recess until 2:15. Tomorrow there is a funeral. It's at 2:00.